Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Motorola's Ed Zander.
That was a long... I'm glad I got that over with. I practiced that a lot. You know, it doesn't have the handle brakes, so you have to break it from the... you have to be old to know what that is. Anyway, great to be here in Vegas. And as I said, 40 years Motorola's been here. I've been here probably over 20 years. And it's just amazing to see the changes and some of the keynotes last night and what's going on the show floor today. Just dialing back 10, 20 years ago and talking about consumer electronics, and then, of course, the advent of the personal computer and what we've seen what that's done. And now, as you walk the show floor this week, seeing all the discussion around mobility and mobile communications and, of course, content, I think it's just indicative of what we think is going to be the next 10 years of discussion and talk. You're probably looking at the slide. This is the title of my talk, Mobile Me, Internet Goes Airborne. What about Mobile Me? What's interesting, when Time Magazine said, "We are people of the year," it kind of fits of the kind of feeling that we have at Motorola, that it's about us, and we talk about YouTube and MySpace and all of the personal content. This is the year, and this is the beginning of a decade where we get to control the internet, we get to control mobility, and it's all about us. And the second point is the internet goes airborne, and we'll talk about it in a few minutes. Now, you're probably looking at that slide saying, what are those dots? Do we have a problem on here? Well, if you want to know just how big this industry is, take a look. In the world today, we have 4 births per second. In the mobile world, we sell 25 mobile devices per second. Pretty stunning. Now, of course, a lot of people want to know what's the new product we're introducing. And you'll see a whole bunch of products today and on our show floor, a whole bunch of relationships. But in terms of the real exciting product, as you know, we've been responsible for Thin. And for the last couple of years, with a whole bunch of devices, introduced all of these great cooling Thin products. And now everybody seems to be doing Thin. So we always like to be the contrary. So we decided this is our new product. We're going to reintroduce. I think the analysts that are here today will like this because lots of gross margin dollars in this puppy. This was introduced almost 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago. It's the Dynatec 8000, sold for $4,000. I actually think it's pretty cool. So if I can get some of you to buy some, it would sure help, but... it's back. Fat is back. Anyway, enough of that. Let me now talk about the industry a little bit before we bring out some of our speakers to talk about some great announcements. It truly is. I mean, I've been in the computer industry for about 25, 30 years, and I will tell you, mobile and the mobile internet and mobile communications, you haven't seen nothing yet. And the next 10 years are going to be explosive. And this slide, I think, you know, bears it out. If you think about it, we're now 2 billion subscribers out of a world population of 7 billion. And at the rate we're going, we're going after the next 5 billion. The interesting thing about this slide are a couple of things. One, it took us 20 years to reach the first billion. It took us 3 years to get the second billion. And it's only going to take us 2 years to get the third billion. Contrast that, it's taken 125 years to reach 1 billion fixed line users. Most people in the world, this is going to be not only a first phone call, it's going to be the first interaction with a computer, and it's going to be a first experience with an internet. In fact, if you go today to places in China and India and Southeast Asia, and Latin America, and Eastern Europe and the Middle East, that's exactly what's happening. Today, we have 40 million new connections a month. In India today, 135 million users out of about 1.1 billion. They're adding more than 6 million a month. That's like adding a Denmark a month in India. China, same thing, well over 1 billion people, with over 5 million new subscribers a month. There are 1 billion SMS messages today sent in China alone. Recently, I was in Vietnam, 82 million people, bigger than any country in Western Europe, except for Germany, the same size, with about 18 million subscribers going to 40 million to 50 million over the next several years. Nigeria, 120 million unit population, same kind of numbers. Around the world, everyone is getting connected and getting connected. And in fact, you have to go outside the United States to see some of the experiences. We, living here in this country, really don't understand or can't necessarily internalize the impact of what the mobile world is doing. Consider merchants in Zambia use the phone for banking. Farmers in Senegal monitor their farm prices. Health workers in South Africa use them to update records while visiting patients. In the U.S. today, we can get online dating. My CTO, Padmasri Warrior, just came back from Korea, and she's a physical fitness buff, and she happens to like yoga and didn't have our yoga videos with her, so she downloaded in Korea all of the yoga positions, and while she was traveling through Asia, you know, got an opportunity to do her yoga. In Japan, online dating using your cell phones is just a huge, as well as gaming. In fact, it's not just a connection, it really is your persona. In this new world, the internet will follow you. You will not follow the internet. The mobile device is truly a unique consumer electronics. There's nothing like it. It's always on. It's always with you. It knows where you are and who you are. In fact, I'm really amazed sometimes about just how personal this is. A year ago, we introduced the color pink. Just by chance, it was the hottest selling mobile device product during Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, graduation day. We find kids now with tattoos adding their own personal touch to this thing. In Japan, when they polled the youth there, 80% said they sleep with their cell phone on right by their bed every night. This is the device you don't leave home without. This is the device that is so personal. Again, if you think about TVs, if you think about anything else we've created over the past 150 years, nothing is as personal and nothing as ubiquitous as this device. It's also about seamless mobility, as we talk about it at Motorola. And it's not just about me, the person. It's what we're going to do in the home, what we're going to do in the auto, and what we're going to do in the office. There are really three big thoughts. And we've been talking about this for several years. And if you look at 2007, and you look at what we've accomplished last year and what we're going to see in the next 2 years, this is really starting to happen. First of all, we all know everything's going digital. Everything gets digitized. All of our content gets digitized. You're going to hear a lot about that from other keynotes throughout this week. Second is everything gets connected. Everything gets connected seamlessly, and we're going to show you some demonstrations about how to interface with the home and the enterprise and how we bring these different genres together to make one seamless experience. The other thing about everything being connected, most of the focus today is on person to person. That's roughly an order of magnitude around 10 to the 6th. When we think about things to things, it's around 10 to the 12th. Every thermostat, every light bulb, everything that has a digital heartbeat gets connected. We communicate with our car communicates with our service centers. So we're just, to me, in the first inning of an incredible build-out of technology and user experiences around mobile communications. And it's even going to get better or more pervasive. Take a look at this next slide. Most of you that don't know technology, if you're focusing on the left and you're using a cell phone today, you're probably an Edge UMTS or EVDO, probably Edge and EVDO in this country. And then on the right, it's the time it takes you to load a song. You're probably in the minutes. If you look at what's coming with WiMAX and LTE and 4G or 802.16, we call it, we're going to be able, within the next year to 2 years, to talk about 10-second downloads of a full MP3 song, not to mention what you can do with video and other rich media experiences. This is just beginning. So when we talk about over the air, we talk about mobile communications, look at this technology. And by the way, we invite you to come to our booth. We couldn't do it here on stage, to look at demonstrations. Last year we talked about slides. This year, demonstrations will be in trials of WiMAX, not only devices, but WiMAX base stations and infrastructure. So if you look at what Sprint Nextel is doing in this country and Clearwire and the trials throughout the world, WiMAX is happening, and it's happening very, very fast. In 2007, 8, and 9 are going to be pervasive use. And you can see what you can do with this kind of content. And if you take that and you think about getting low-cost broadband wireless throughout the world, it brings us back to my little bike ride in here this morning. Just recently, we introduced this little product called Modafoam. This was designed for and designed in the emerging markets. It is truly a breakthrough device for connecting the unconnected. It has 5 days of a standby, 450 minutes of talk time. It has a voice quality because of the noisy environments that these emerging market people live in out in the markets. It has dual antenna for very, very high quality. It has an icon-based user interface, so it's all voice-actuated. So for people that perhaps aren't educated and can't read, it's all voice-actuated in the native languages. It has a high-contrast display. It has dustproof and moisture-resistant. This display is with a new technology called e-ink. So if you're out in the broad sunlight, you know, you're sitting in India at the market, 12 noon, bright sunlight, you'll see this display. And, of course, very low price. And by the way, just to, you know, this wasn't necessarily that, you know, just to come out here on a bike. We've actually are working on a design here with a dynamo, which is down here, and a regulator up here, that because of the low energy requirements, and people that live in emerging markets don't, energy is a scarcity. If you go into Southeast Asia and rural China and all throughout Latin America, we can actually, and we have, put this in here, hook it in, and charge this device while we're riding our bike. And just to let you have a number, there are 500 million cyclists in China alone. So this is an incredible technology to connect the unconnected. So let's now move on and talk about some of the new things today. There are really three sea changes we're going to talk about. One of them called Cool Squared. I mean, right here, and you know, nobody but Motorola has introduced cool devices. The real next challenge is moving from cool devices to cool experiences, and we're going to show you that in just a minute. The next thing is the enterprise. I think with what the PC has done for the last 15 to 20 years in the enterprise, mobility is going to be the next big thing, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And finally, the home, which we're hearing a lot of action. Not only is the home getting wired, but how do we get the home to go? This is where we spend a lot of our time. This is where we have our content. Now, if you look at cool devices, and again, I held up our Crazer and I held up our Razer Max. You know, I've been around technology from the computer industry for about 25 years, and I've never seen the assimilation of technology on these devices at the pace we're doing it. Nothing compares in terms of computers and PCs. Down below, you have all the technology. I mean, we have millions of lines of operating system code in here, dual microprocessors, megapixel cameras, music streaming, MP3 players, video capture. In just several years, this is our Razer Max. This is the flagship HSDPA, 3.6 megabits per second, full music keys on the front, music keys on the side capability. So I think as an industry, we are assimilating this technology as fast as we can. The real question is, can we make cool experiences? The first one is the mobile internet. Now, most of us today buy these devices and try to get on the internet, but wouldn't it be great to have an easy to use, fast, complete, worldwide, same as your PC, mobile internet device that's designed for mobility? Wouldn't you love to have your internet in your pocket or your internet to your phone? I can't think, you know, anymore to make a great announcement with the company that brought you the internet to the PC roughly 10 years ago. And that is an announcement today with Yahoo. And I'd like to introduce Marco Burrias, the Senior Vice President of Connected Life from Yahoo. Marco?
Okay, boys, here we go. That's one small step for man, one gigantic leap for mobile phones. Wow, that looks beautiful from here.
Hey, cool, Marco. Welcome aboard here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
That's pretty bold there. A pretty bold video. Well, welcome. It's great to be here. Marco and I actually go back a long way. We actually used to work together, right?
Exactly.
And listen, why don't you tell our audience, you know, what's Yahoo Go and what are we doing here today?
Sure, it's a pleasure. So we are announcing Yahoo Go 2.0, our unmatched and super beautiful mobile experience that was designed to fit the mobile phone. It's fully personalizable and open to the whole internet. And we're also announcing OneSearch, a key part of Yahoo Go. And OneSearch really redefines mobile search and makes it work for the very first time. Plus, we're going to talk about how Motorola and Yahoo are working together to bring Yahoo Go to the cool new Moto devices.
But what's different? I mean, I use these devices today. You know, I have to do a lot of keystrokes, and, you know, I can get my stock prices and get on the internet. What's Yahoo Go to get this cool experience we keep talking about?
For the first time, the internet now fits your phone. Yahoo Go brings the internet to your mobile phone, not the other way around. For the last 10 years, the industry tried to squish this PC internet into the small device with a mobile browser connecting to PC sites that were never meant to be viewed on a mobile phone. Yahoo Go is truly the internet in your pocket. But Ed, rather than talk about it, why don't I show it to you?
Let's go. Hey, didn't you get the dress code? I'm supposed to look better than you.
And, I didn't get the memo.
You
didn't get the memo.
Looks like a new suit to me.
It's brand new. It's Vega.
So, what's this guy? I'll tell you right now, and this is true. He went out and bought that last night. I'm not only in Vegas on a sunny night can you buy a suit at 9 o'clock and have it done at 11 o'clock. Correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well.
So I brought my friend Paul here.
You're gonna
to help me show Yahoo Go to the audience, if you don't mind.
Nice apron, Paul.
Thank you.
Anyway, why don't you take us a spin?
Exactly. So I have Yahoo Go running on my new Motorola Razr Max, yeah. And it's really a one-button internet. What we see here on the screen is really a beautiful carousel with all of its mobile widget. We see the homepage with OneSearch. We see local. We see news, sports, finance, entertainment, and weather. With content from Yahoo or your favorite sources from the web, we also see Flickr, a great way to manage and share your photos with your friends and family. And last but not least, we have Yahoo Mail, fully synchronized and always up to date. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it is. In fact, I've been using this for several months, and now I can't leave home without it on my mobile device. I'd like to show and maybe go into some of these things. So let's start with this OneSearch, which I think is just awesome, and perhaps we can research. I know I didn't get a chance to see Bill's talk last night because we got in and we were rehearsing and a lot of great things announced. You mind if we search Microsoft? Yahoo doesn't have a problem searching Microsoft.
No, we don't have a problem. Let's see what OneSearch comes up with. We don't have a problem with Microsoft. And boom, I should get the results right away. In the first place, I get a direct link to the Microsoft website. But more importantly, I get their stock quote and company news to read about what Bill talked in his keynote. And because we're location aware, I get local listings around this place here. That's interesting. Las Vegas Geeks. What a great match to Microsoft. But I get much more. I get products, images, and photos if I want to see how Bill looked on stage last night.
You weren't supposed to do the Las Vegas Geeks joke. Anyway, but you mentioned location aware, and I talked about that. This device is location aware. So we're in Vegas. How can we find out what's going on in Vegas? And more importantly, what's going on tonight?
Absolutely. Local and location awareness is a key part of Yahoo Go. We have a super cool feature called Today in My City, and with just one click, I get everything what's happening in Vegas today. I get the weather, I get the local traffic, local news, or what shows are opening tonight. And more importantly, since we want to find a bar to have a drink tonight, I'll just move over to the local widget, and with just one click, I can open a great city guide that gives me places to stay, eat, visit, shop, and obviously have a drink. And even more, with just another click, I can get an interactive map and navigate between those bars, and we can pick the one we're going to have a drink tonight.
It's awesome. And you can't see this back here, but you go to our booth and you'll see it today, or Yahoo. Paul's just doing one button click. He's not doing a lot of, you know, keystrokes and everything else. He's just taking this wheel and just hitting the left or hitting the right. It's just that intuitive and that easy to use. What about sports? I'm a big sports nut. My Patriots won last night. I was on the plane. I didn't get to see it. And well, actually, Patriots, Bears, I kind of, you know, go around. But I'm a big Patriot fan, and they won. And I want to see the score, which I know, but I want to see all about the game and all the highlights and everything else.
Sure. Last time, I thought you were a Giants fan. But let's do the Patriots. Let's do the Patriots. Again, one click, and I get all of the information here. I not only get the results, and obviously they have won, but I got important information like team rosters, standings, all statistical information. I get news about the team, photos, everything that I want with just one click.
This is great. And let's move on to business and finance, which we use every day on these devices, not just for stock prices, but finding out new announcements and everything else. How does that look?
So on the financial side, we get you all the news that you need to stay on top of the market. And you can manage your personal stock portfolio. So when I open the widget, with just one click, I see my stocks. And they're doing okay today.
That's great.
So, and if I want to look for something more, let's say Boeing, with just one click, I can now see important information about Boeing, like their stock price, and important news, photos. I can even subscribe to news sources that cover Boeing. Everything right here in Yahoo Go.
So you're just integrating other news sources and everything else into
everything.
Into Boeing. And of course, the more personal side, we talk about, you know, well, entertainment, first of all, and I don't know if you have anything to say about entertainment.
Yeah. Entertainment is, you know, for some people, it's really important. And, you know, since we're in Vegas, let's search for Britney, since she's been spending a lot of time here lately. And just with one click, I get all the information, photos, news, whether I want it or not, right here. So
let's move on with Brittany. What about the personal stuff? You know, this is all integrated, it's great, but I've got my personal content. You know, two things, pictures and mail. Let's take pictures for a minute.
Great example. Yahoo Go includes an awesome Flickr widget. The one thing that it does super easy is how do you get your photos off the phone onto your account? So with just one click, you can upload the photos that you have selected, and boom, they are at Flickr, ready to share with the world. For me personally, the photos of my friends are way more important than my own. So with one click, I can see what's happening with my friends. And it happens to be at, you know, Mona, your wife, is a friend of mine in Flickr, and she posted some new pictures. Let's take a look at them.
Oh, boy, that's my
And they are from your granddaughter, and she is really beautiful. Let's take this one. Wow, she is so cute. You know
that's
what?
Good.
I'm going to make that one of my favorites so I can show it to my wife later tonight.
Well, I'm going to charge you for it. But anyway, what about mail?
You know, mail is a key feature of Yahoo Go as well. Yahoo Go, the biggest mail provider around the world. With just one click, I can not only get a great overview about my latest mail, I can open my whole inbox, I can open a mail, respond to a mail, search mails, and even view attachments like this photo here. Everything in Yahoo Go, everything one click away. Truly the internet in your pocket.
Awesome. Well, the big question I'm sure everybody's asking is when, where, how, with whom? How do I get this? I mean, I got it from you, but how do I get Yahoo Go?
So like Yahoo brought 10 years ago the internet to the PC, we're bringing now the internet to the mobile phone. So starting today, you can download a beta version of Yahoo Go 2.0 at go.yahoo.com. It's available, obviously, for the Motorola, for the Razer Max and the Razer XX, and about 70-plus other devices from major manufacturers. By the end of the year, we're going to have 400-plus devices available. And starting beginning of the first half of this year, we're also going to make it available by preloading it on great devices like the Razer Max and other new devices coming out.
I think you've done a great job. Excellent. Maybe you can return that suit now.
The one thing, we have just one more thing to mention. Not only...
Oh, it's right, the carriers.
Exactly. Not only can you download it or get it preloaded, we are also in deep partnership with the carriers. So we're announcing today all of these great innovative carriers that will help us bring Yahoo Go to market. And more importantly, we're talking to every wireless operator around the world of working together and creating partnerships and bringing the mobile internet to life. Because we believe that together there's a lot of shared value to be created in delivering an insanely great mobile user experience.
Great job. Fully integrated. It's fast. It's worldwide. I've been using it, and I'm just
super.
I'm a convert.
Everybody can see it at the Yahoo booth, and there's some free ice cream. And
Motorola booth, no free ice cream. And so thanks very much, Marco.
Thank you so
we'll see
much.
You. Thank you. So that's the first, I think the mobile internet now is really available on these devices and a cool experience. But there are two more. One is music and one is pictures. You know, when you survey that's written about, you know, cell phones, the two big consumer dissatisfiers is getting music on my device and getting pictures off of my device. And we're going to talk about those today and address those. Let's first talk about music. There's a lot happening, and a lot of it is happening mostly outside the United States. I don't know if you know this, but by the end of 2007, there will be a 500 million music-enabled mobile devices, five times as many as MP3 players, one sold every 5 seconds somewhere in the world, and great products as you can see here and on this slide. I was just over in Hong Kong and China. I just came back from Asia and Eastern Europe, and just the amount of music being done over the air and loaded onto these devices is phenomenal. This is our new product, the Rocker E6, which we just introduced in Hong Kong. We did it with an artist over there, a pop artist called Jay Chou. You might not have heard of him, but apparently he is as big, if not bigger, than Brad Pitt in China and Asia. And it's just, it has music buttons, MP3 player, all of the capabilities you'd ever wanted on this phone, and plus a great experience to it. We also introduced several months ago MotoMusic.com in China. It's the largest legal over-the-air downloaded music site in China today. So a lot happening in this area, but we've got to do more. And with that, I'd like to introduce Chris White, our Senior Director of Multimedia Experiences, to announce some new interesting things going on.
Matt, how are you?
Chris, how you doing?
Good to see you.
Now, you look like a music guy. And,
well, thank you.
So, look, it's great to have you here. Lots of things that I want, and I'm going to ask you for. The first thing is, you know, I use these today on my MP3s, or I use it today on these devices, and, you know, sometimes I have trouble in my ears. They hang down. I got to connect it to the device over here. I try to jog. I try to ride my bike. I walk around. You know, with Bluetooth technology and what we're doing today, there's got to be some other better way to doing this.
Well, Ed, let me show you our new Motorola Active Stereo Bluetooth headsets. These are sleek, small, and a great way to cut the wires and listen to music hands-free.
Wow. How much is this?
Go ahead and put them on.
Okay.
They're light. They weigh less than an ounce. They're waterproof, they're sweatproof, and what's even better is you can do everything you need to do on the actual headset. You never have to touch the actual device. So on the right side, you can control your music. You can play and pause. You can go up and down with the volume. On the other side, if you want to take a call, you can hit the middle button, accept the call, and just start talking. There's a microphone embedded in the actual headset that lets you just talk hands-free. When you're finished with the call, press the button again. Now, these headsets will be at our booth. Obviously, I can't play them and show them for everybody right now, but they'll be at our booth with some great applications that we can show you around training and other cool things that we're doing.
So I don't need to have this hooked to me. How far away can this be?
Absolutely not. This is going to be shipping in the first half of 07.
This
can be 30 feet away. 30 feet away. Your handset can be sitting. You can be walking around your living room, relaxing in your living room, just enjoying music.
Did you turn it on at all yet?
So what I can do is, with my Rocker E6... I can stream music onto the headset, but I think more importantly...
I got it. Wow. I tell you, you can't hear this, but please get to our booth and see this thing. And this is all it is. This thing, just Bluetooth it, and you're off doing it. Hey, you know, can you get a picture for my wife on this thing? I think it looked pretty
good.
Should
I take his picture? Let me take your picture. So the Rocker E6 is actually a great multimedia device. It's got a 2-megapixel camera on it. So let me get up close.
Okay, hold on a second.
Let me take your picture. I've just captured it.
Let me see.
And there it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, the second test here is, okay, I got some new gadget here, but how do I get that picture in my hands?
So, Ed, last year we announced a partnership with Kodak. And with Kodak, we're working together to get photos that are literally trapped on cell phones and wireless devices, printed and in the hands of consumers. So what I'm going to do right now, over there, we've got a Kodak EasyShare printer. I'm going to send your picture over Bluetooth to that printer right now. With one touch, and I'm just going to put the handset down, and I'm going to let it print. You're synced up already. It's going to print.
I see it. It's
and we're going to come back to it in just a moment.
And on there, by the way, there's just one Bluetooth button, which is lit. So again, all he did was, that's enabled for Bluetooth. It's a little printer. What do you see the picture coming out? He just hit Bluetooth on this thing, and we're printing. You can also go to EasyShare Gallery. You'll upload it to the net, as we've shown you before. But that's pretty cool. I got some other things, and I want to take you over to our little... a little living room here and talk about some
things. Absolutely.
One of the big issues I have, today I'm doing 99-cent downloads of MP3. Mm. You know, maybe I'm old-fashioned or whatever, but I grew up, remember these guys? Big albums. This is my favorite, my Neil Diamond. I'm a huge Neil Diamond fan. Those of you who don't Neil Diamond, go look it up on the web. but when I got Neil's Diamonds, Neil Diamond's albums, I got all the information inside about Neil, about the album, sometimes the lyrics. In the last 10 years, you got videos, you got all kinds of information about it. And today, we get nothing. We get the song, and then we got to go find out about it. How can we return to yesteryear and give me some more music experience?
Yeah, I agree with you, Ed. I mean, I grew up in the 80s.
You grew up when?
I went to high school in the 80s. I would buy an album. I'd open it up. I'd see the liner art. I'd see photos and just experience more about the band than you can today. So today we're pleased to announce a new partnership with the Warner Music Group. Warner Music Group and Motorola are going to work together in 2007 to recreate the album experience of the 70s and 80s and bring it to consumers. And there's two ways we're going to do it. We're going to do it both physically and digitally. So let me show you the physical way first. This is actual packaging that we're using in Europe today. This is called our MotoTrax program. And in MotoTrax, Ed, you can actually open up the package. You can see pictures of emerging artists, get even more information inside in booklets about new and cool emerging artists. There's also content that we've seeded and embedded into removable memory cards. So consumers can buy the content and load it on their mobile device and go. And we're going to work with Warner Music in 2007 to roll this out in more countries around the world. We're very excited about that.
It's great. You can't see this, but it has all the information about the artists, the albums, and everything else.
That's right. The other thing we're going to do, Ed, is we're going to create it digitally. With Warner Music Group, we've created an application called the Moto Experience Pack. This is a digital EP player that can show you more information about bands digitally than what you'd get from a 99-cent download. So what I've got right here is a number of different artists. I'm going to go into the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Stadium Arcadium was a great album for them last year. And in there, I can actually see more than just the 99-cent track. This is a bundle that I've purchased. I can see ringtones, videos, songs, other cool information about the artists. I'm going to actually go into videos right now and play just a cool concert video from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And again, this is just much cooler, much neater than what you'd get with a 99-cent download. There's two ways we can deliver this. We can deliver it off our websites. You mentioned Moto Music in China. We're also going to be working with our operator partners around the world in delivering this over the air. But you can also deliver it on removable memory cards and allow consumers to experience more music, more cool stuff.
So Neil's back.
Neil will be back.
This is great. That's great. Another one. I travel around the world, and I like shopping. I like shopping for clothes from lots of different stores. I like getting my music from lots of different stores. I mean, there's Napster, there's Rhapsody, there's MTV Urge. And by the way, if you go into China, if you go into India, there's roughly, I'm told, over 200 music stores around the world. What I want to be able to do is buy from anybody, get it integrated on a device like this, get it onto my mobile device, on my Razer or my Riser or my new Rocker, and I want to be able to create and manage my own playlists. I mean, I want an open music experience worldwide.
So, Ed, today I'm pleased to announce the new Moto Riser Z6. The new Moto Riser is a great new mobile device. It's a phone first. It's a multimedia device with a 2-megapixel camera. Great music experience as well. We've also built this device on our Linux Java operating system, and we've partnered with Microsoft, the Windows Media team at Microsoft, to bring their digital rights management technologies into this device. It's also got a new UI, Ed, that we've actually developed that allows you to easily go and play back music from 200 different music stores from around the world. It's a great device with media keys that allows you to get quickly into the media player application. It's got stereo Bluetooth and a great display for a great multimedia experience.
You're going to show us a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me show you on this device. I've got it plugged in now into Windows Media Player. And what I can do through Windows Media Player, I think as many people in the audience know, is you can download music from a number of different music sites, from Napster, from Yahoo, from MTV Urge, which is actually the store that I use personally. And when you look at the actual Windows Media Player, what you see on it is all the music I have in my library. I've got MTV Urge, and I've got my Moto Riser Z6, which you can see up here in the corner. And on the Z6, it's very easy to get music onto the device. So what I'm going to do from my hard drive, from my library, is literally just drag a couple songs over, hit sync, and in seconds, it's very easy to get songs on your device. It's very much like the MP3 player. This is what consumers expect. They want it to be easy to get songs off the computer onto their mobile.
So mixing from 200 stores onto here and then putting it onto my device.
Making it very easy for them.
So you created a playlist for your, for the device.
That's correct. You can create playlists actually on Windows Media Player, sync those over, or actually on the mobile device through our new user interface, you can create playlists as well. This will all be on display at our booth. You can see more. You can play with it, interact with it. Let me show you the actual user interface of the device and what it's like to actually play a song back. Again, we've built this on Linux Java. This is our own media player, media application. It's a one-touch access into the actual media player. It'll automatically look at what you've got stored on the removable memory card, which can store up to 2 gigabytes of memory, also what you've got in internal memory, and you can see songs on the device. You can also manage those songs, set up different playlists, and I'm just going to play a song right now. And of course, with the speakers, you could actually play the song live and enjoy live music with your friends. So great music experience, easy to use, brand new user interface, new technologies for Motorola. I thought I'd play a little bit of a song right now for everybody.
Good, real good. So and all this is coming this year, or actually starting?
This is coming first half 07, so this is coming very quickly.
This is great. So open music, integrated, worldwide, create, manage, mobile me. You get to control your music experience.
Absolutely. It's easy to get songs off the PC, onto your mobile device, and go.
So the new products, new experiences, the Warner capability, just great job, Chris. Thank you so much. But before I let you go, one other thing that we forgot about was the picture. So is it over here?
Yeah, it would be sitting in the Kodak EasyShare printer.
And it is.
You can go ahead and pull it out.
Oh, God, do I look lousy. but this is it, and I don't know if you can see it up here, but the picture quality is, considering the light and everything else, is just incredible off a 2-megapixel camera. And again, no strings attached. We Bluetooth this off that one-button phone to that one-button printer over there. You can take that printer. I carry it with me, actually, in my case sometimes. It's so small. So pictures are made easy now getting off of it. Great job. Pictures off our phone.
Thanks,
music on my phone. Great job,
yep,
Chris. Let's hear it for Chris.
Come by our booth to see more.
Well, let's move on and talk about the next great area that I think is undergoing a unbelievable transformation due to some of this, disruptive technology, and that is the enterprise. Now, running a big enterprise myself, sometimes I sit around and we think about how many of our employees are mobile and global. And I think it's just any company you work for, it's probably very, very similar. And it's not just the professional workers. It's your field service workers. It's people that track assets. It's your manufacturing floors. It's the whole global diverse experience. And you know, one of the complaints I get is from a lot of my employees. You know, I watch sometimes at Motorola people just lugging around those laptops for a meeting or lugging around how many backaches people have because of what they have to go do. And what'd be great, and what I've been doing for the last year, of course, was this great device called Q. And I now probably use my laptop 30 to 40% less. I come to Vegas for 2 days. This is all I take. I have all my information on here, all my mail, contacts, calendar, and everything else. But I believe this is just the beginning of devices like this. And what we've seen in the PC for the last 15 years and the dramatic impact it has on the enterprise, I think this devices like this, together with our acquisition we're just completing this week with Symbol Technologies, is going to just completely change how enterprises are going to use mobile. And with that, we'd like to introduce our newest acquisition, Good Technologies, and Danny Shaver, who's Corporate Vice President. Danny, come on out. Danny. So listen, first of all, we're excited to be here. You like being a Motorola?
Absolutely.
One day.
2 days, man.
Good, 2 days. 2 days, employee. Check the benefits?
Yeah, awesome.
Good. Yeah, well, good. Got you a good stock price. That's a bad joke. Anyway, you know, again, I've been using this and I love it. I love your technology on top of it. It's really good. But I think there's so much more to do. You and I have been talking about it. It's one of the reasons we did the acquisition. So why don't you tell everybody what's happening in the enterprise and what's good doing and what do you see the future looking like?
Sounds good. Well, let me step over
okay.
here to the station.
Good.
You know, Ed, since we've been talking and others have been talking, you always describe this as the device that was formerly known as the cell phone. And frankly, we couldn't agree more. To us, this is a full-power multimedia computer for the enterprise that basically lets you leave your laptop behind when you put the right software on it. So my colleague Brian Havener and I are going to give you a sense of
Brian, you look good too in that. Yeah, good.
Give you a sense of what's possible when you put these together. So this will be good replacing Pocket Outlook on the Windows Mobile powered queue. So let's go ahead and take a look. When we look at the device, we can see what looks like our desktop here. We've got our inbox, calendar, contacts, next couple of appointments like the Outlook Today screen. We go into our inbox, it's like our desktop. We've got a preview pane that we can turn on and off.
Yep.
And importantly, everything that happens on this device is synchronized in real time, including all of my folders and all of my subfolders. So if I file something on my desk, it's filed here. If I file it over here, it's filed on my desk. And I can sort my inbox by date, by subject, even by flag for follow-up. I don't know about you, but I tend to use my inbox now as my to-do list.
That's right.
Yep. So let's take a look at what's in my inbox. We've got a wide variety of stuff in here. There's an email here that's a budget, and it's got an attachment. And the great thing about running on a standard operating system is you've got a wide variety of applications that you can use. In this case, for example, a full Excel viewer that Microsoft provides. And it's a marketing budget. I'm sure you'll be making that larger for us, Ed. Brian, if you don't mind, we'll go back to the inbox and let's go ahead and reply. We don't have to just use the menus. Brian's going to hit R to reply. He could hit D to delete or F to forward. And he says the budget looks good. And he says he's prepared to talk about it at the staff meeting today, but looks like I'm here with you.
Good choice.
Yeah, I agree. Always do what the CEO says. So let's take a look at our calendar. And we can look at this as week view. We can take a look at this as an agenda view, which will show us all of our next set of appointments. But let's go back to that day view again. You can see we had a conflict here between the CES keynote and my staff meeting. This would be true if we were looking at Outlook or at Lotus Notes. And so just like on our desktop, we'll cut, copy, paste. Brian will just go ahead and take the agenda out here and go back, multitasking, back to my inbox, or sorry, back to where we were composing. And we had that other message up. He'll start a new message now to my assistant, Danny Emmett. And to do that, he'll just type down like he would on my desk, D space E. Danny Emmett's name comes up, and he just pastes the content in there. So now, Brian, if you don't mind, why don't we just scroll up there and go ahead and send that off to Danny. And we'll send the first message off to Derek. And off we go. Now, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, Danny covers all my phone calls, right? And normally you'd get like a little pink slip of paper or an email message. But since everything's synced in real time, she just goes into Outlook, opens up a note where she types in my phone list. It's all synced right here. I make the phone calls, could call you or call Ron. Then delete from here, and we just trade back and forth.
And you make absolutely great phone calls, incredible RF quality, speakerphone capability, and everything else.
Well, it's a no-compromises phone experience right. With killer software on it.
And this is great. In fact, what's amazing to me is I'm watching you. I'm thinking I'm on my laptop.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Doing else, and I'm doing it all on here. But, you know, I got to push a little harder. Sure. I'm talking about the enterprise. Yep. I mean, this is good for my mail and good for my Outlook experience. What about the enterprise on these devices?
Well, you know, we've got about 12,000 corporations now who are running good. And, you know, there's millions of people out there who are grown to love using email on a device of this class, and they all say they want more. They want those rich applications in their inbox, for example, but they also want to get behind their firewall, right? They want to get to SAP, want to get to Siebel, Remedy, Oracle, or even to RSS feeds. And in fact, today we're announcing a relationship with NewsGator. They're a leading provider of RSS technology for the enterprise. Together, we're mobilizing that technology so that you can get access to a wide variety of corporate information. Yep. And let's do that now. So we're going to go into our intranet. We'll imagine today that we're a small regional coffee retailer. Good, as you know, serves the world's largest coffee retailer, so I don't think you'll mind this little bit of competition. And let's scroll through our portal here, and we'll go down to this set of feeds here. This is an RSS feed from behind the firewall, right. Promotions. We'll look in here. And it looks like there's a special on 50 bags, so we'll go ahead and click on that. So we've been handed from the portal app to RSS app, now to our order management system. We'll confirm an order for 50 bags. And Brian, if you want to go ahead and place that order.
All this being done from a queue back here.
Unbelievable. So now we've confirmed the order, and there's an issue with the supplier. So we'll go ahead and click on the link for the supplier. And let's scroll down in here and see what's going on. There's a whole thread of stuff going on where we've been emailing back and forth. This is where, obviously, not being on a desktop's an advantage. Let's just go ahead and call them. There's a link here to give them a call. And we'll click the call, and off we go and make the phone call. So let's stop here for a sec. So think about this, Ed. If we didn't have this, I'd be on the phone to Danny. I'd be giving her my password. She'd be logging into the intranet. She'd be going through all these various applications and doing this on my behalf, prone to errors. Now, I can do whatever I want when I need to do it, run my business from here. And by the way, notice I didn't log into a VPN and I didn't re-authenticate to every application because Good's infrastructure is taking care of all
that. In fact, at Motorola today, we have almost 5,000 people on queues. We now put our sales forecasts, Salesforce automation, some of our order entry. Our salespeople now have into our order entry system and our manufacturing processes. And we're just putting full throttle to get as much as we did on our PCs onto these devices.
Absolutely.
But you know, one of the things that Q has that I love is, besides the pictures, it has video capability. It's probably the best multimedia device out there in the marketplace today. And occasionally I talk to the employees. Occasionally we have training for service people.
For sure.
So what about multimedia and how do you tie that into the enterprise?
Well, let's go back in our inbox. We've actually got a training video. This is the actual video that Good uses to show people how to use Good on the Q. And we'll go ahead and run that right now.
This is the only enterprise quality push email system for the incredibly thin Motorola Q smartphone.
So
this is Good mobile messaging.
It's kind of like an Escher painting here. We've got Good Q on Q, so to speak.
Yeah, Q on Q.
It worked pretty well.
Great. And of course, I could just see me doing employee messages now. Instead of doing it out, pushing it out over the net, I can just push it out onto my Q devices.
Absolutely.
One last thing, of course, that I get asked a lot about, and I worry about it as a CEO. What if I lose this thing? You know, the security, I've got my forecasts on here. I've got a lot of confidential employee information on these things. What if I lose it? Somebody takes it? What about security?
Well, absolutely. So we secure all the information from behind the firewall, over the air, down to the device. We encrypt everything that's on the device. IT can control, Bluetooth can control, whether or not you can write out to an SD card. And, of course, if you lose your device, we can remotely wipe it out over the air so that what gets left in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
Oh, pretty good. Hey, Danny, great job.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Look forward
just
to having
the beginning.
Thank you. Yeah, and last but certainly not least is the home, and I think there's going to be a lot of activity this week, and certainly what you've been seeing. The triple, if not quad play, is really happening. If you look at what's being announced recently with Verizon, what's happening with AT&T and Comcast, even get outside the United States and see what's going on in Europe, just coming back from Asia and China with cable and wireline, more video to the home, more bandwidth to the home. But it's not enough. The question is, how can we take these devices, integrate them in the home, and get our home to go? And here to tell you, a man that's been at it a long time, is the president of our Connected Home Solutions Division, Dan Maloney. Dan, come on out.
Hi, Ed.
Dan, welcome.
Thank you.
You have been at it a long time.
Yeah, well, let's not make fun of my gray hair this
yes.
morning, if we could.
Dan actually has been doing the cable set-top experience for many, many years, but you've seen it just, I mean, like, since I've even started 3 years ago, I just can't believe what's going on in the home today. Maybe you can tell us a few things, and then we'll talk about some of the new announcements.
Sure. Well, certainly, we're at the, just really the crossroads of the connected home and the explosion that's occurring. I mean, the insatiable appetite of bandwidth from consumers around the world, all the content, you talked about it, it exists here, it exists everywhere in the world. And we're starting to see that really transform what goes on in the home. You know, we announced last month hitting 50 million digital set-top shipments. You know, that's over 10 years since we first introduced the technology, and we're going to see that continue to accelerate.
It's been accelerating almost exponential.
It's been accelerating just tremendous exponential. High def, digital video recording, on and on. And bandwidth, just in general, high speed. You know, what used to be acceptable with 100, 200 kilobit of service, today 5 meg, 10 meg, 50 meg, 100 meg in parts of the world. So we're really starting to see just that wide array of content all converge on the home.
Okay, you ready to solve some of my problems?
Absolutely.
Well, look, let's go back to my living room. The first one is, you know, maybe it's just me. I coming back from work, getting on that Kennedy in Chicago, invariably, I always hit traffic. I mean, lots of traffic. And sometimes I forget to program through my DVR the show I want to watch. In fact, one of my popular shows that I like is Grey's Anatomy, and I think it comes on at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. And sometimes I'll run in, it's 8:12, and I missed it by 12 minutes. And the decision is, do I watch it now, or do I have to wait and get the rerun or buy the seat? I would just love to be able to go back in time.
We got a solution for you, Ed. It's a very common occurrence. You just missed the beginning of it, and you want to start it. So with Motorola Program Restart technology, now you can do exactly that. So what we have running on the screen here is a video. You come in, it started. It's several minutes into it. You want to go back and see that video from the beginning. push of a button rewinds that video to the beginning. And now you start that program and you didn't miss anything. And you have full control of that program as it's playing. So if you want to pause it, rewind it, or if you find a section, particularly if you were watching your Giants game, and you wanted to fast forward past the losing piece, you could fast forward it as well.
Wait a minute. I want the audience to understand this. I can actually come in, I'm 7 minutes late or 20 minutes late to a show, to a sporting event, just restart it and watch it.
Absolutely. Program restart technology. And we've seen Time Warner Cable launch the technology, and we'll see other operators do that as well.
You talk about a cool experience. I don't know about you out there. Here's another one. Sometimes I remember the DVR, and I'm watching a movie or my football game, and even Monday Night Football, which goes on late, and I'm sitting there in the living room, and I'm just dying to go to bed. Or, you know, if it's middle of the daytime and I'm watching something, a movie, I get called into the dining room or kitchen to go eat. I'd love to be able to take my TV with me. I'd like to just have the TV follow me.
Absolutely, and we have a solution for you on that too. Motorola Follow Me TV technology enables you to no longer have to go to the source of that video, but it comes with you, and so content moves with you. So let's take a look here. We'll take a look at what's sitting of some content that may be on your DVR, sitting in your living room
so
over here.
Right now, we're in our living room.
We're in the living room.
And that's our screen.
And over on the other side, Peter is in the kitchen, and he's going to be the other half of the demonstration, and we're actually going to move this content.
So that screen's the kitchen.
From the living room to the kitchen. So very simply, I'm playing this content. Let me scroll down. We'll pick one here. We'll start playing it. And now I want to move this content over. So what do? I stop it. It asks me if I want to move it. I proceed to say, yes, I'd like to move this content, move it into the kitchen. And now Peter is able to receive that content over there, start it seamlessly. You never lost any of it. And if I want, I can come back into the living room, and I still have full control of this content in the living room as well as in the kitchen.
Wow. So again, simple experiences that I think the consumers want, the ability to take my TV with me around my home.
Follow Me TV, the ultimate TV experience.
Now, let me push you a little more, because we just showed pictures over there, and most people, our pictures and our music are in our home. Could I ever get Follow Me pictures or Follow Me music?
Absolutely. In fact, funny you should say that, because what Peter has teed up over here are some of the same photos of your granddaughter. We've actually taken them.
My wife must be passing those around to everybody.
She's got a great selection of the pictures, and if you were home once in a while, you'd probably see them. But, you know, so we get to bring them to you, and so we're gonna stream him here, and he's got a slideshow going of those over on the other screen. And we've taken it a step further, though. No longer is it just moving that content around the home to your ultimate picture frame.
So what you did over there, and we took it off pretty quick, is you actually just moved pictures, either from my PC or wherever they were in my home, onto that,
correct,
that kitchen.
Into the kitchen TV. And it didn't matter what TV you were in, you could get access to it. But now we've taken it a step further, and we've moved it onto the mobile. So we've streamed those same pictures here onto the mobile device.
Oh, there they are. Can you get this close up? Yeah. I don't know if you can, where's the camera here?
I don't know if you can zoom in on this and see, but it's the same set of photos that were being streamed around. So no longer are you constrained to just having to be in your home. You now can take all of those with you out into the world.
Yeah, this is the same picture. So what you've done now is, we said home to go, you've actually taken pictures and could be music and could be videos onto these devices, streamed them on here.
Absolutely. Content goes with you. You never leave home without it.
So, one program restart, two Follow Me TV, Follow Me Music, and Follow Me Photos, both in the house and onto these devices.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
So I've solved all your problems, right?
When is the Follow Me TV going to happen?
Well, actually, the Follow Me TV has actually launched. We saw Verizon launch version 1.0 of this in 2006. And as we announced this morning, Comcast will be launching Follow Me TV this year And we expect to see that continuing to grow amongst all the operator carriers.
This is awesome. I got a couple other things for you. I think we're going to have to walk back over here.
Okay.
You know, this device to me was the best device of the 20th century, and that is remote control. And, you know, I can't live without it in my home. But there are days where I say, how can I get the remote control outside the home? You know, there are times when, you know, I'm traveling, like tonight, I forgot to tape or DVR, program my DVR for the Ohio State Florida game. And I'm an Ohio State fan. I want to go back and watch it. So is there any way we could ever get this device outside the home?
Absolutely, Ed. So what we've really done is blended together the world of the remote and the mobile device to create the mobile remote. We've taken a content of the schedule, and what Peter has running here on a Razor is your program guide schedule. So you're out, you forgot it, you can pop up the guide, scroll down to the program that you want to record, one push of the button, and now it will send that command to your home, set your DVR, and it will record that program for you when you're away.
Wow, so he's got a Razor there, and he's just remote programming the DVR so I can go get my game tonight.
From anywhere.
Absolutely, program from anywhere. And we can take it a step further. This year, we will have an application where the operators will be able to push an advertisement to you regarding that particular content. So they know your preferences, they know the football you like, good or bad, and they will send it to you to remind you that you should program it. So when you're out, not only can you do it remotely, mobile remote, but it reminds you to do it.
I forgot to tell you, Dan is a diehard Philadelphia Eagle fan, and while you lucked out yesterday, be short-lived for another week. Anyway, one last thing. You know, this is awesome, and we have, you know, now Follow Me TV and Program Restart, remote controlling my DVR, but, you know, there are times where I'm in one of your boring mini-ops reviews or whatever, where I want to catch live TV. In fact, tonight, I might, you know, I have some dinners or some things to go to. I might want to, underneath my table there, get live TV. When is live TV coming to these devices?
Live TV is coming to devices like the Q soon. What we've got demonstrated in the booth, and I had to turn it off here because I wanted you paying attention to me, not watching this video of the Eagles or of the Giants going on in the background. But we are streaming live video. Come to our booth. You will see it from San Diego, from an IP set top over the internet, streamed to the Q, live video running.
Here it is. So that's the weather station.
This is the weather, and we've got it running on the live feed in the booth, live from San Diego.
So this is coming through the house.
IP set top, streaming out over the network, over the cellular network. So now, not only can you program your home from the remote when you're out and about, but now you can get your live video when you're out and about as well.
Just awesome. So sum it up for me. What's going on?
Well, I think it all puts together into the bucket of, it gives you the access to all that wealth of content you want. What you want, when you want it, where you want it, not only in the home, but the ability to take that out on the go.
What about, you know, the last thing is we hear a lot about devices for the home. When I'm outside the home, I'm in the cellular networks, and inside the home, I want to take advantage of maybe one phone number, using the networks in the home
right,
to make phone calls. What's happening there?
Well, we've got a great demonstration of the technology in the booth, and not time to do it here, but this is one of our dual mode handsets, Wi-Fi, cellular devices. So now you can go out in the world, roam on the cellular networks, come into the home, move that call seamlessly over to the Wi-Fi network on the home, and then go back out into the world as well. So fixed mobile convergence, Motorola dual mode handsets running in our booth.
Again, a concept of seamless mobility. Well, Dan, you did a great job other than the fact that you're an Eagle fan. You're doing really well.
All right.
Thanks very
Take
much.
Care. Thanks,
we'll
Ed.
See you. So we're just about, you know, out of time, and I hope you, again, sometimes when you come to these shows, we're dazzled by technology, and what I've challenged the Motorola folks to do, and working with partners like Yahoo and Time Warner, is because I spend a lot of my time talking to consumers, the average person that's trying to use a television, trying to use a cell phone, and It's coming down to cool experiences, simple things. How do I get my pictures off? How do I get my music on? How do I get access to the internet? How do I restart my TV? How do I follow my TV around? How do I program my DVR from this type of device? How do I watch live TV? And hopefully in the enterprise, how do we start making enterprise applications available and run my enterprise smoother? And of course, all of the music experience we just talked about. So hopefully in the last 45 to 50 minutes, you've begun to understand where the mobile communications is going. The other interesting point is while we've been talking here today, we calculated, based on the first slide, that over 100,000 people made a phone call for the first time around the world. That's the kind of rate we're doing. Anyway, it's a long road back to Chicago. It's going to take me a little while, so I'm going to get on my little bike here. And thank you very much, and hope to see you again soon.